This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special. They fought against Sisera. The torrent of Kishon swept them away. The ancient torrent, the torrent of Kishon, march on my soul with might. Then loud beat the horses' hooves with the galloping.
most blessed of women be Jael, the wife of Heber, the Kenite, of den-dwelling women most blessed. He asked for water, and she gave him milk. She brought him curds in a noble's bowl. She sent her hand to the tent peg, and her right hand to the workman's mallet. She struck Sisera. She crushed his head. She shattered and pierced his temple. Between her feet, he sank. He fell. He lay still. Between her feet, he sank. He fell. Where he sank, there he fell, dead. Out of the window, she peered. The mother of Sisera wailed through the lattice. Why is this chariot so long in coming? Why tarry the hoofbeats of his chariots? Her wisest princesses answered. Indeed, she answers herself. Have they not found and divided the spoil? A womb or two for every man. Spoil of dyed materials for Sisera. Spoil of dyed materials embroidered. Two pieces of dyed work embroidered for the neck as spoil. So may all your enemies perish, O Lord, but your friends be like the sun as he rises in his might, and the land at rest for 40 years. Chapter 6. Midian oppresses Israel. The people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord gave them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian overpowered Israel, and because of Midian, the people of Israel made for themselves the dens that are in the mountains, and the caves, and the strongholds. For whenever the Israelites planted crops, the Midianites and the Amalekites and the people of the east would come up against them. They would encamp against them and devour the produce of the land as far as Gaza, and leave no sustenance in Israel, and no sheep or oxen or donkey. For they would come up with their livestock and their tents. They would come like locusts in number. Both they and their camels could not be counted, so that they laid waste the land as they came in. And Israel was brought very low because of Midian, and the people of Israel cried out for help to the Lord. When the people of Israel cried out to the Lord on account of the Midianites, the Lord sent a prophet to the people of Israel, and he said to them, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, I led you up from Egypt and brought you out of the house of slavery, and I delivered you from the hand of the Egyptians and from the hand of all who oppressed you, and drove them before you and gave you their land. And I said to you, I am the Lord your God. You shall not fear the gods of the Amorites and those in whose land you dwell, but you have not obeyed my voice." The call of Gideon. Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth at Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abiezrite. That's probably not right. While his son Gideon was beating out wheat in the wine press to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, "The Lord is with you, O mighty man of valor." And Gideon said to him, "Please, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where is all his wonderful deeds that our fathers recounted to us, saying, 'Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt?' But now the Lord has forsaken us and given us into the hand of Midian." And the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in this might of yours and save Israel from the hand of Midian." Whoa, I'm so sorry. My eyes just like fully skipped like two lines. Okay, let's just go back to verse 13. And Gideon said to him, "Please, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are his wonderful deeds that our fathers recounted to us, saying, 'Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt?' But now the Lord has forsaken us and given us into the hand of Midian." And the Lord turned to him and said, So Gideon went into his house and prepared a young goat and unleavened cakes from an ephah of flour. The meat he put in a basket and the broth he put in a pot and brought them to him under the terebinth and presented them. And the angel of God said to him, "Take the meat and the unleavened cakes and put them on this rock." Of wool on the threshing floor. If there is dew on the fleece alone and it Friend and I, when we're telling our dog to back up, we say, "Caillou, baka, baka, baka." Oh, man. Okay. Sorry. Okay. I've just never seen it written out. Okay. Sorry. Serious again. Okay. Verse 6. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. Rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold our shield, O God. Look at the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. Is the sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you. Okay, that is it for today's episode. Let me know if the majority of you enjoyed the slower speaking. I will happily continue to do it if that's the majority vote. So just let me know. But I hope that you have a fantastic rest of your day. Happy Friday. I'm so happy it's Friday. It's payday for me. And guys, I get to pay off my car. My car will be fully paid off today, which is so exciting. It wasn't a super high loan. I got it used. It's a 2008 Jeep Liberty, so she's not nice, she's not new, she has her issues, but everything will be paid off, so I'm so proud of myself, I'm so excited. I'm waiting until 8, well, probably like 8:30 to call the bank and be like, "Hi, can I please pay off the rest of my car?" So I hope that something like that is coming for all of you soon, something exciting that you've been working towards for a while. So I'm just really excited, so I'm glad that I could share that as well. But with that, I hope that you have a fantastic, amazing, super awesome rest of your day, and I will see you all tomorrow.